In the Quran, though, we do find in one place a purely logical argument that goes beyond the concept of design. It goes into creation itself. We find it in Surah Tur, verses 35 and 36. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ. Were they created from nothing? Or did they create themselves? Or did they create the heavens and the earth? Indeed, they are uncertain. Allah gives them two propositions. He leaves the third as so obvious, he doesn't mention it. Were they created from nothing? Or the Arabic could be by nothing. Were they created from nothing? Common sense tells you, nothing cannot produce something. Right? You cannot get something from nothing. No thing cannot produce something. Right? So that's out. Illogical. Or did they create themselves? Are we self-created? Did we create ourselves? Common sense again tells us that we couldn't have created ourselves. Something cannot be self-created, meaning it had to be out of existence, because to be created you had to not exist and then exist. Right? So if you didn't exist, how could you make yourself exist? This is completely illogical. Make sense? If you didn't exist, because to be created, meaning you had to not exist. If you didn't exist, then how could you make yourself exist? Because you're not existing. So common sense tells us, we can't be self-created. So what else is left? Something had to create us. Something, someone had to have created us. That is the only thing left. And not only that, because some people want to ask, but then who created that one? No. The one who created us had to be himself uncreated. Not self-created, but uncreated. Had to be. Because if he is himself created, then the one who created him is the real creator. And if he was himself created, then the one who created him is the actual creator. And some of them say, well, yeah, that's how it is. Just go back infinitely. Created by another one, back into infinity. We say that actually, that line of argument, Plato shot it down already, and he argued that if it were the case that creators go back to infinity, it would mean that it will take an infinite amount of time to get here, to this point in time. And that's the same as saying we would never get here. Once you say that the creators go back to infinity, it means it will take an infinite amount of time from the first of the creators, back in infinity, to get here. It will take an infinite amount of time. Therefore, that's the same as saying we will never get here. Right? So this is the way Plato shot down that argument. No, that line of infinite creators is illogical. The only thing that is left is a creator without being himself created. So we don't ask the question, who created God? No. He is himself uncreated. If he is a part of the creation system, then he, like everything else, is in need of a creator. So there had to be a creator who was himself uncreated. Design proves it. Ijma of the humankind prove it. So what do we have on the side of the atheists? What do they have on their side? What can they argue from to say logically why there couldn't be a God? Well, they come back, they say, okay, your God is an all-powerful God, right? He's all-powerful. Is he a good God or not? Yes, he's a good God. God is good. So where did evil come from? This is their line of argument. They say that the existence of evil is proof that there is no God. The existence of evil is proof that there is no God. Because if God is all powerful, and He is all good, and He created evil, then you've got an evil God. If He didn't create evil, then He's not all powerful. So there couldn't be a God. That's their argument. Well, our response to that is that yes, God created, evil is a part of His creation. وَهُوَ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ That's what Allah said, He is the creator of all things. Though He doesn't directly attribute evil to Himself, He says instead, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقٍ Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the Dawn from the evil of what He has created. He didn't say, مِنْ شَرِّ خَلَقٍ He could have said, مِنْ شَرِّ خَلَقٍ From the evil He created. But He said, the evil of what He created. So Allah deliberately uses this terminology, and you find the Prophet ﷺ using the same terminology, you know, that evil is not directly attributed to God, meaning that the evil comes out of His creation, but His intent is not evil. That whatever He has permitted, whatever He has created, even though we may see in it evil, an element of evil, it is not for that evil that it was created, but for the good which would come from that evil. Because everything that exists, everything that God has permitted, has a good element to it. Whether it is obvious to us or whether it is not, there it is there, because God is good. So we explain to them that the obvious good from evil we can see in certain cases. In our own lives, personal lives. How many times things happen, you say, oh man, why did that happen? Why did that? You know, that's really horrible. Then the next day something else happens and you see it based on that, oh, phew, that's great. I didn't realize, you know, that thing had good in it for me really. And they said, you know, every cloud has a silver lining. One of the expressions in the West to explain that. There are many times we experience that in our lives. Similarly, we can give them an example in terms of children. When you take your child to the doctor for the first time and you tell them, this is a nice doctor, you know, he likes you, he's smiling, and the kid is smiling and everything. Then the doctor sticks the needle in the kid's arm. Ah! The kid screams. Right? You told him he was good. But now, in the mind of that child, what has happened? That man is evil. Okay? He is an evil man. He's not a good man. So every time you take the child, you tell the child, we got to go to the doctor. Oh, I don't want to go to the doctor. Right? And when you drag them in there screaming and crying, you know, it's... Now, you know that what the doctor is doing is for good. Right? You know it. Because normally, yes, the act of sticking a needle into somebody's arm, this is something evil. It's painful. There's evil in it. Somebody comes to you and says, listen, I have this needle, I'd like to jab it in your arm. Do you mind? Nobody's going to say, Alan was Alan, you know, unless you're a sadist, you know, a masochist, you like pain or whatever. I mean, the average person is going to say, no, that's evil. Who would want that for themselves? So the child is reacting as a normal person would act to pain, harm that has come to them. The point is here, you know that it is for good. You know it is for good. But no matter how much you tell that child, will the child ever accept that it is for good?